You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to another William Hill Darts preview. We're looking ahead to this weekend's UK Open, always a fantastic tournament. Sam Norris here on the preview and joined once more by Rod Harrington. We're going to take a look at the outright market on this edition of the podcast. I love the UK Open, Rod. It's very much the FA Cup of darts.
Yes, it is. And it always throws up someone that's well outside of the top players, and it's all about the draw. That's what the FA Cup's all about. You know, you could, you know, round after round, get all the top boys drawn against each other, and you get a little unknown that gets lucky draws but it's playing well, and that's why it is what it is.
Yes, absolutely. It's always exciting to see someone put on a big run, but obviously those at the top of the market are the players that we know quite a bit about. We'll start with the favourite, and he's favourite for any tournament he enters at the moment, and quite rightly so. That is mighty Michael van Gerwen, who is the 11-8 favourite for the UK Open. We saw a devastating performance last week in the Premier League, and he's replicating that on the floor as well this year, Rod.
Yes, he is. I mean, before last week, he won two UK Open qualifiers, so he is on top form. And, you know, with Michael at the moment, he's just going to the board as if it's just the shell throwing the darts and the brain is you know, having a cup of tea somewhere. So it doesn't play any part in messing him up. His throw is absolutely perfect. His first dart last week just was perfectly situated in the top of the treble 20. And it's so easy to find the treble again once you've got the first dart right. I mean, rightly so, he's the favourite. You know, however, I'm going to throw a little bit of a spanner in the works here, believe it or not, because sometimes when someone is playing so well, like Michael is, they tend to forget that every now and again they're going to turn up and it isn't going to work. It may not happen, and I don't think it will, but we've seen it a lot of times where all of a sudden someone's turned up and thinks, I'm just going to win it, and all of a sudden it doesn't happen. But rightly so, he's the favourite, and he is the man to beat, but it's all about the draw. If he keeps drawing top players round after round, then you never know.
Certainly is, and that 11-8 might be a little bit skinny, what with the nature of the tournament. Next in the betting is Gary Anderson, available at 11-2, obviously a back-to-back world champion. And to be fair, on the order of merit, he's a good clip away from the rest of the pack in second place, Rod.
Yes, he is. But, you know, when you look at what he's won, you know, he's the William Hill world champion, the Premier League champion as well. And he's back to form, as he proved last week. I think he's over the illness. Gazza will always put himself down and say, I'm not playing well, I'm a little bit ill. But when the adrenaline starts to pump, Gary Anderson, you know, a typical Scotsman, will always be there fighting for every inch of that stage. 11-2, I think a lot of people will see that as good value. You know, he's got everything it takes to win this tournament, and he's certainly got the bottle. He knows how to get over the line at crunch times. And 11-2, and again, you know, it could be all about the draw. So that's what you've got to take into consideration. But 11-2 sounds good.
11-2 for the Scot. And third in the betting is Phil Taylor, priced up at 6-1. Just when we think he's going off the boil, Rod, he always seems to pop up and win a tournament. Hasn't won one for a while. Chances here?
He has got big chances. And I'll tell you something. Last week, when we kept talking about Michael van Gerwen, he did not like it. He had the raving hump. And he just wanted to get on that stage as quick as possible to prove to people that he's back. And for a minute, I thought he was going to do a 9-dart leg last week to take a little bit of the limelight. Well, if Michael hadn't have done what he did last week, all the talk would have been about Phil Taylor, over 115 average, beat Dave Chisnew, who had 109 average himself last week. But them odds on Phil Taylor, again, I know we're going to have to keep talking about the draw in this tournament, but Phil Taylor is going to win a major tournament again, and this could be the one. He's playing well enough, and at them odds, you know, you don't get many times when Phil Taylor is these sort of odds, so I know a lot of Phil Taylor backers will take that.
Certainly will. On to his fellow potter now, Adrian Lewis, who is 11-1, fourth favourite for this tournament. And again, a lot of people will be thinking double figures about AD Lewis. Big price.
It is a very big price. I mean, runner-up in the World Championship, runner-up in the Masters at Milton Keynes. Won last week, playing really well, got great scoring power. He seems to just go off the boil in odd legs. But once he gets on a run, he is hard to stop. And at 11-1, you know, again, the Lewis backers will see that as tremendous value. And if he can keep away from, you know, perhaps a Taylor and a Van Gerwen in those early rounds, the last 64, last 32, and so he can get on a run and get some confidence going, then certainly Adrian Lewis can put this title to his name.
Next in the betting then, fifth favourite is Peter Wright, is available at 16-1. Certainly has a bit of a course and distance form on offer. He obviously made the final last year and knocked out Phil Taylor and Raymond van Barneveld along the way, a tournament that he perhaps quite likes, Rod.
Yeah, well, Peter Wright likes playing darts, so he can play game after game after game. It's not going to affect him. The only worry for me, as we said in the preview of the Premier League, is these new darts. I just didn't like the way they were going in the board. I commentated on the game last Thursday, and they were diving in low, and he couldn't pitch over the top of them, which Peter Wright's always very good at. If he's going to stick to these darts, I don't think he'll win it. If he goes back to his other darts, then I see him with a big chance of winning it. And at 16-1, yes, again, we talk about value. That is great value. But to me, it's all about the darts. It doesn't matter how well you play with a new set of darts on the practice board. It's when you get on the big stage, the nerves start to go, the fingers start to sweat. That's when you find out whether they're gonna do you or not. And last week, they didn't do him any favours, and he ended up and lost. But I said, if he changes his darts, I can make a great case for him to win this UK Open.
Okay, outside that top five, then it's Dave Chisnell, 20-1, 28-1 about James Wade, 33s for Michael Smith and Barney, and 66-1 about Alan Norris, Darrell Gurney, Ian White, Robert Thornton and Stephen Bunting, 80-1 bar. A lot of big names in the tournament, Rod. Where's the pin landed? Who do you fancy for glory?
Well, it's very hard to see outside Van Gerwen at the moment. And I know I've known Phil Taylor a long time and always seem to lean towards him, but he's going to win a tournament sooner or later. So I'm going to stick my neck out. I'm actually going to go for the old fella in the field to go on and win it. I just think that he's got to prove even more that he's back. And with the performance last week, he's had a nice rest of the weekend. So he's coming into this tournament, you know, with a good bit of form, good bit of confidence and rested up. So I'm going to stick my neck out, Phil Taylor. All depends on the draw, as we keep saying with this. But, you know, I'm going to go for him.
OK, then, Phil Taylor, Rod's choice for the UK Open, available at 6-1. Thank you very much for joining me on this preview, Rod, and I hope you enjoy the action at the weekend.
I certainly will enjoy the action. I've just got to mention, if you're going to say, I've got my son playing in the UK Open.
Oh, really?
This week. Yes, he plays on the Friday afternoon. So that'll be, I don't think I'll be so nervous.
No.
You know, it is edgy watching your son play, but... Yes, I mean, if he does well, you never know. In a few years' time, we might be talking about him in the Premier League.
Yeah, let's hope so. That's Ryan Harrington, of course. Best of luck for the weekend then for you and Ryan, Rod.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.